Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and I have with me today your other host, Carl.
What's happening, Kat?
Hello, good sir. And your other hostess, Nene.
Hey, Kat, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. We're talking about a romantic episode of The Supernatural type. Yes,
and that go on.
Yes, I shall. We are talking about the Grimm Wedding, the finale of season 4.
Yay!
Yes, dun 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 dun. Boom! It happened. This wedding has been, I guess, in progress for a whole season. Yes,
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
And this wedding, of course, is between Monroe and Rosalie. And I think ever since she came on the scene, people really, really love those two characters together. And
Monrosalie.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we've been building up to this episode. And because we had some very obvious foreshadowing, we knew that it was going to be a wild ride. So what I'd like to hear is, you know, what we thought about this episode. Who wants to go first?
Well, being the guy here and talking about
what
wedding
does that happen?
I'm going to tell you. In general, guys are not particularly thrilled about wedding episodes or anything. They seem to be sort of like the lull part of any episode where someone like Superman gets married. Oh, geez. You know, not the episode that most guys are looking forward to. So when you have an entire season build up for a wedding, most guys are wary. I was a little concerned about how things were going. I also had I had a feeling that there was going to be some chaos, but I didn't know if it was going to be a chaos enough to make up for the fact that I've watched an entire season build up to a wedding. So I was going, okay, let's see how they do this. Let's see how they do this. But the complete collapse at the end of this particular wedding was so epic. I mean, just everything. I honestly was expecting there was going to be like a-choo, and then, you know, Nick's glasses were going to fall off, and then the outbreak was going to happen. I was thinking something simple and predictable like that. Throwing in trouble coming in at the end, and Nick, that was an unexpected twist that during the episode, mind you, I could see that building. I knew it was going to happen during the episode, but to build up to that and to have it happen that way, hilarious. Hilarious. Very, very exciting. Very exciting.
Stephanie?
I was so pleased with this episode. From start to finish, it was like checklist of all the complaints I had all season long. Check, check, check. We have fixed this in a surprising way for you. And it was great. So I complained. Well, I actually complained about that wedding dress, by the way. It was ugly. And I was like, what are they doing? Are they playing into the Portland quirkiness? Because that is ugly, and no Portland person would wear that. And then they ruined the dress. And
Last minute. It's my dress, girlfriend.
She was like, this dress is just terrible luck. You don't need to wear it. Oh, and everybody pretended to be disappointed when no one wanted that dress to happen, which so glorious.
That was one check.
Yes.
And I really don't like Trouble. I don't like the name Trouble. I don't.
Don't we
I
was agree? Wary, name, that's ridiculous.
I was wary of the Scrappy-Doo-esque-ness of this character.
Yep.
And she's delivered on this episode. She was awesome. She followed up on Adeline. She figured out Adeline's plan, and she beheaded freaking C. Thomas Howell in one beheading. She made up for all the crappy 80s movies that guy has ever been in. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it was so bam, 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 one after the other. Renard, we get to see his chest with a bunch of bullet holes in it. Crazy, like, what happened?
That was a shock. I mean, when
I
he went out, right in the middle of the wedding hadn't even happened yet. and Renard was down. I was like, jeez, they are piling it in.
Yes, so. and then when the cops are at the house, at Nick's house, and they're kind of commenting, like, a lot of weird crap happens at this house. And then Wu comes and discovers the Grim Book.
Finally.
Another check, like a big, happy check.
Absolutely.
Oh, I could not have been happier that Wu found that book. And then, let's see. Adeline's character, I was a little bit iffy on the whole I'm going to sleep with Nick thing, because, I mean, I don't want that to draw out, because truth of the matter is, Juliet slept with Renard, so come on, even Stevens. But
that's not how this shit works.
I'm going to go there, but that's not an acceptable trade. It is just
wrong answer.
So, but then finally, okay, so I wanted to say this. You're getting to the end, the action is building, the wedding is going on, you're going, okay, when is this wedding going to be interrupted? They actually, and the twist is, Monroe and Rosalie actually got to get married.
Oh my god, I was so stressed out, because I didn't know. It's like, will they, won't they, are they, will they not? What's gonna happen? She sure is taking a long time to get there. Are they gonna get to say I do and kiss? I have no clue. And it was so well done. So well done.
Guys, you don't want the wedding extended any longer than necessary. So I'm like, please, don't give an excuse for there being more wedding after this episode. Cheering when they got
married.
And
the best part is, after all hell broke loose, because trouble runs in and Grim and Nick doesn't know what's happening, after all that breaks loose, Nick and Rosalie are like, or not Nick, Monroe and Rosalie are like, okay, so we're married, we don't care anymore, it happens.
They're a cool couple. Very cool couple. They're like, well, we did our part. That's all.
Totally.
The rest is up to you guys.
Such a good,
such a good episode.
Yeah, I really enjoy, like you said, the rising tension between Trouble and getting to the wedding. I, in the middle of that, just thought it was so well done. I was on the edge of my seat, and I didn't know I was until I was just like totally stressed out. Just like, is she going to get there? Why? What's taking so long? What's going to happen?
And the fact that there's no easy out. She dropped the witch sludge right there on the floor.
Oh my God.
So it's not like a last minute save where, you know, he drinks it and everyone's happy at the end of the
episode. I know.
No, Nick is screwed, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's like they brought in her because they knew that they were going to take Nick's powers away. So they needed a Grim in town, but they wanted to play with Nick a little bit. And I really enjoy that they do that. Now, her name being Trouble, of course, Stephanie and I, we have major problems with that. It's just too much. Like, just come on, you know? Yeah, just don't do it.
But her character is growing on me. The name still not growing on me. The character is, I totally thought with the green sludge that Nick was going to have to drink, I totally thought it was going to be Temple of Doom style, where it just rolls around and somehow Nick finds it and saves it and drinks it.
Yep.
But
I'm glad
that it didn't. See, that's the thing. There were, you thought the episode was going to go somewhere. It, you know, on several occasions during this episode, I thought it was going to go somewhere else, and it surprised me, and that made me so happy. I loved being surprised.
That's
I
what
loved
we're looking
it.
For. That's how it's a good show.
Yeah.
We are, you know, fans. We are connoisseurs of the modern media, and we are used to certain, you know, ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
And we could be content. We could be content if an episode follows a particular, even expected arc, if there's a little flair or something else thrown in there. But for every turn, what happened with Renard, what happened with the drink, what the sleeping with the witch, all of that stuff, and Wu finally starting to get a hint that he's not crazy. every one of those things sort of broke the expected canon of what this episode was supposed to be. That's a winner. I mean, just any one of those by themselves would have made this a solid episode. But just to keep piling one on after the next and you know, giving Trouble something to do. Seriously, having her actually... I was suspicious right from the start of what they were going to do with her, and I thought it was going to be a little predictable, but they have made her valuable and interesting throughout her character arc, and now she is particularly valuable and interesting because, A, we're short Grimm. So, they did a great job. Great job.
So do you think she's going to find her parents, or maybe her and Nick, maybe like siblings somehow,
maybe,
or related
maybe.
In some sort of fashion?
They are related somehow, but they just don't know how closely related.
Yeah.
Well, they have the same hair, so that's got to tell you right
there. Yeah, they absolutely do. I was going to make a comment on that. You know, it must be genetic, the Lego hair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. This is the only concern I have with this show. I am super concerned about Renard's pecs. Like, what is going to happen to those? I mean, will they be scarred? We have to really know about this because he has had perfect pecs. You remember in the previous episode, he showed them off and there was like a butt cheek shot, a chest shot, and he was really proud of that physique. And then now the fans are going to have to wait another 6 months to a year to know what happened to the beauty that is Renard's chest. So I want the listeners and the viewers to call in. Let us know your concerns. If you need to talk about it, you need someone, you know, shoulder to cry on, we're here for you.
With the bleaching. I have concerns about him still being alive, even though he was shot several times in vital organs. So I wonder if he has another heart somewhere. What is he? Is he a Time Lord?
I think the Grimm thing gives him extra healing factor.
He's not a Grimm.
Well, he's a monster.
The Vessin. I'm sorry. Yeah. The Vessin in him probably gives him healing factor. Yeah. And I think that I suspect that his chest will be fine. But, I mean, he might have a cool, like, pirate scar. Maybe, you know. But I'm super concerned about that because it's something we look forward to every season and we rarely get to see it. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I knew that something was going to happen to that guy's pecs because he just freely gave away the pec shot last episode. There was no anger. He was just like, yeah.
No shirtless rage. Yeah.
No ballet sex. It was simply just there to look at. So
yeah, I'm super concerned about that in the show. That's the only complaint.
But that's so cool, though. The pacing of that whole sequence knocked me out. I was so amazed.
You we're used to, at best, A and B plot lines going on at the same time. We had at least three storylines going on at the same time. And when I say at least, because I'm throwing in, there was still what's going on with the Vessin clan group sort of hanging around in the background, too.
The royals, yeah.
Yeah, the royals.
So you got the royals, you got the Grimm, you got the wedding, you got Scrappy Doo, you got C. Thomas Howell, you got all these things going on. And you know what? Even with all of those things happening, it did not feel like they threw in the kitchen sink and I got bored and exhausted.
Yeah. No, they were a coherent throwing in the kitchen sink. It wasn't just pulling stuff out of your whatever.
Right.
Stuff that made sense. And they dovetailed nicely together. So, yeah, it was great.
It was excellently written, too, because they kept veering in and out of humor. Yep. As well.
Oh my god, yeah.
So I laughed several times in that episode, you know, the wedding dress, the
okay, now so we like that Monroe and Rosalie are a cool couple, right?
Yes.
It could have so easily, Rosalie could have flown off the handle and done the traditional, oh, my wedding is ruined and everything is terrible and nothing means anything. That would have totally sucked. And you just didn't know where, you know, whether it was going to go for her just to be like, cool. Well, you know, stuff happens.
No, it's because she already hated the dress. Because I hated the dress, but we wanted to keep the dress because it was tradition. So when it got destroyed, she was like, Damn, I'm sad that was destroyed.
Exactly. So I laughed at that. I laughed that I actually didn't laugh at Monroe's dad's speech about coming around. That was
Sweet.
touching.
It's very
That was
sweet.
touching, but I did laugh that they had to spend $7,200 on a dress.
What else would they have spent? Duh.
Anyway,
But
but
okay.
I laughed at the who's on first conversation that Nick and Juliet had in the car,
Oh, yes.
where they did they totally had a misunderstanding and they thought they were talking about the same thing, and it was totally who's on first. And I'm like, ah, if this drags on, I'll be annoyed, but right now it's really funny.
Oh, go ahead, Carl.
Well, okay, so now I want to contrast Rosalie's experience and her, well, her experience, what you know, her character was like during this episode versus our favorite Juliet. Now, Juliet's response throughout this episode was a bit disturbing. If just from what was happening with Renard, her response to the Renard situation, as well as what happened with Nick, she had a rough time during this episode. I mean, normally I'm not a tremendous fan of how Juliet interprets and responds to things. This episode, she had a rough time. I will give you that. But for her to be ready to bail the way she was on numerous occasions during this episode, I found a little disturbing. I found, because look,
I did too.
she look at the she knows what kind of world she's in. And while it may not be fair game for Nick to, go sleeping with the witch that happened to look exactly like Julia, while I'm not going to say that's fair,
No, it's not.
I'm simply saying for her to be saying, well, that's it, and you are betraying me, and I don't think this is fair, and all that.
You underestimate the hurt that people have when they think that their mate that is supposed to be their soulmate, well, not so, well, their only mate, and they're together and they're monogamous. You underestimate the pain that of some cheating. You underestimate that. So once somebody cheats, that's like disgust. You feel disgusted and you want to just barf and you don't want to have anything. You don't want to touch them or whatever. So I totally felt that. So.
That was understandable, but we have to remember the world that Juliet lives in,
But
where there's all kinds of crazy insanity going down.
because at first it felt like she thought maybe it was Trouble, and then Trouble and him were in the bed together.
Yep, that
Because
starts.
they have this like girl who, has no manners and she's off the street. Who knows what she probably thought that. And then once she found out it was Adeline, then I feel like she calmed down a little bit.
You
It
thought
was
she calmed
wild.
down? I don't think she
I
calmed
don't know
down.
about that.
I got a strong suspicion like she's ready to walk out now.
Well, but no, the thing is that, well, she's ready to walk out because she didn't want that thing happening, but I mean, at least it's not as bad as him sleeping with Trouble. At least he thought it was her. Like, how was he supposed to know that it wasn't her?
But that's the question. That's what I'm saying. If
It's
you're
about
sleeping with a
and you're
girl and
the
looks like
same.
your wife and
No,
you're thinking it's a...
but if it's witchcraft and it's Adeline, I mean, come on, she's a sneaky bitch.
True.
Of course, like once you found out she's involved and it's some shenanigans going on, I mean, you're gonna still be pissed, but you're gonna understand that, okay, well, he was faithful. It was just he was tricked.
Right. Well, that's
Not the same thing as like a show without magic where a guy cheats on somebody. It's not the same
Sure,
thing.
but the thing, she cheated on Nick in the same way. Adeline
I know,
manipulated her.
but Renard did not look exactly like Nick.
That is the non-even Steven part of this.
But she was under a freaking spell, so it
Yeah,
doesn't
but
matter.
true love, you can overcome that.
Oh, really?
Well,
That is a new rule
that's a
in this
little
universe.
bit,
But
a
it still
little
exists.
witchcraft in the middle of a relationship. It just you get a break when that occurs. You get a little out if there's witchcraft involved. By the way, Adeline's witchcraft is some of
Was she blowing in the Harry Potter sorting hat, or what was it? Why was she just giving a hat a blowjob? What was it? I don't.
as I said in my tweet, I got a bone to pick with because the first thing that I had a problem with is her bone lock picker. Okay, I haven't even gotten to the hat bong where she just whips out these chicken bone lock pick at the door.
It's a skeleton key.
Yeah, duh.
Ridiculous. That
where do you think they got the name? It had to be made of real bones.
Out the seat with that foolishness, and then they went to the wrong hat. I was like, oh, I'm about to walk out now. This is crazy stuff. So they were pushing my limits of believability of crazy witchcraft. I'm sorry. They were just too crazy.
Carl, breaking news.
Yep.
There's going to be a Pacific Rim 2, and it's confirmed.
Excellent.
Pacific Rim was epic.
I'll only watch it if it's Pacific Grim.
I've got a bone to pick with you now. Somebody's been hitting the hat.
I don't know. I mean, I see that kind of stuff walking down the street every other day, so I don't even care.
You see what now?
I mean, if I saw a crazy lady with a cauldron on the street smoking out of a hat, that is like every other day here in Portland. So I don't even think I would have given that a second glimpse. I would have just been like, oh, somebody's got a gluten allergy or something like that. Like, I wouldn't have even considered it to be worth it.
The hat helps, I've heard.
Oh my god, gluten.
Natural, really, so it's okay.
Oh, for crying out loud, Portland. Ugh.
And they moved the trailer, and they have more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Why did they move the trailer to Canada?
It's not Canada, it's Forest Park. They moved, you know how they have every single scene in the forest? It's usually shot at Forest Park, which is not in the city, but it's one of the largest city parks in the country.
But, like, I feel like somebody's going to find it there.
Well, it's not supposed to be Forest Park. That's just where it actually really is. I don't know where they put it. It's not Canada. It's pretty rural. Portland is not that large of a town, so they could have just gone 45 minutes down the highway.
Larger than Ithaca.
Yes, but everything is larger than Ithaca.
Right.
Everything. There's a place that I grew up near in Texas called Carl's Corner. Like,
sweet.
300, and it was literally named Carl's Corner because of the Carl's truck stop that was there, and then just decided to live there, and it was like 385 people. Anyway, that's bigger than Ithaca.
That's sad.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad.
That's where you choose to live. I have, you know, no shakes witch cauldron puffers over here, but you have a very small town
of nothing.
Of nothing.
Well, see, that's why they have to use actual bongs there. Hats are too big.
Take up the whole town.
That's right.
Dear. Oh, but this, I thought, deserved a special episode, The Grim Wedding, because, you know, this show is such a surprise. I didn't expect it to last this long, number one. And number two, I didn't expect it to get... Shut up. Expected to get increasingly good. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better to me. And I think that the writers are doing an excellent job. And it's easy to watch. It's fun to watch. The characters are likable. We're going to keep hammering the trouble thing until you change it. But I mean, pretty much. I mean, they are like sober. And there's just like one guy in there smoking crack. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who came up with the trouble name.
Mm-hmm. And the lockpick.
And the come on, skeleton key. Come on.
Ridiculous.
Come on.
Oh, but not more ridiculous than the hat?
Well, no, they're equal ridiculous. But I think, you know, smoking from a hat is, you know, you can imagine that. A bone lockpick? Nah, I can't go with that.
That's funny.
That is.
I draw the limit at the lockpick.
That's even Stevens to be.
No. Stop it. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that for me, I know that they have different directors from episode to episode, and it seems to me that the pacing and the writing is kind of different too from episode to episode. So the episode prior to the wedding, I had my doubts. I was getting upset about
Renard had his shirt and pants off. Oh,
I know, but that wasn't enough for me.
That was enough for me
because there was trouble.
I went to my bunk.
Still wary of. I was totally wary of it, of trouble, and then also I was upset that Wu still wasn't in on.
You just wasn't patient. That's all. That's all you.
Well, but what I want to say is, and also I didn't like the way the show was shot. It just seemed. It seemed very jarring.
But this
episode came together so well, wrapped up all my complaints with a bow and said, yeah, how do you like me now? And it was just amazing.
So then that would tell you that the episode previously was actually perfection because it wanted to leave you open so it could resolve those things at the finale. So in essence, you really do like that episode.
How did you even notice that? That episode was perfection when you turned off your brain after the pecs were shown.
I didn't turn my brain off. I just mm-hmm. noticed it feverishly.
So all I'm saying is what a great show this is because I got schooled basically. They were like, yeah, you actually do need to like Trouble. She has something to contribute to the show. Bam, beheading.
I told you that last week.
I wasn't convinced.
I mean, that was just
boom.
Yeah.
It was like Renard got shot. She goes running up the stairs, and you're like, "Oh, what's gonna happen?" And then she beheads him. It was going okay.
That with a machete, didn't she?
That was her bed machete. You know, the one she keeps by the bed.
Yeah.
So for just such an occasion, you got to be ready.
Let's be honest. It's her murder weapon. She's been murdering people all throughout the country. But anyway, so that. To me says that this show is not only in its stride, but it's really, really coming together. Everything came together really well, and I cannot wait to see what happens.
I'm afraid.
Ooh, okay, I can't wait.
So I do have one complaint.
Here we go, Grandpa.
About the episode. And I found it because I thought it was a shocking difference from the other ones. There was no cute line at the end of the season finale.
That's true.
At the end of all the season finales prior, they'd be like, our bad. Sorry for leaving you hanging.
Yeah.
See you next year. You know, something. I was waiting for the shawarma. No grim shawarma line. So.
That's true. I do appreciate the it ain't over yet kind of stuff that they put. Yeah, I never see that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Come on! At the end of every season finale, they do a little like in the brackets, something just before the credits, something like the end or to be continued. Sorry, you know, some little gag like that.
Always turn it off before that. I guess.
Oh, you got to stick for that. It's fun.
But I'll just watch the ends of every season finale and be done with it. Duh.
It's so. I mean. They don't take themselves too seriously. It's so charming.
It is. Know? It is. It's just part of the fun that is grim.
So, wow.
I missed it, guys. What happened? I was looking for it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, Carl. I'm sorry. That is something that's enjoyable usually.
Well, you know.
It's going to be a long time till we see him again.
Okay. Yeah. So, in addition to Grimm, there's some new shows that I think that we should probably cover, and I want to bring them to light for you guys. One that I'm really excited about is Penny Dreadful. Okay. It's on Showtime, and it is amazing.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard of it.
You know what, Carl? This reminds me. Now, don't turn off until I complete my sentence, okay?
I'm listening.
This reminds me of how Sanctuary should have been.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now we know lots of problems with Sanctuary, but when you watch Penny Dreadful, you'd be like, "Oh, this is where they got their inspiration, and this is how good Sanctuary could have been without like Bertha."
Yeah. No, I didn't hate Sanctuary, and there were moments of brilliance in the series that if it were done consistently,
Yeah,
I would have enjoyed more.
but you know, that was like a redheaded stepchild for us. We really tried to like it, and we really stuck with it. So
Right.
just Penny Dreadful, you don't have to try to like it. It's
A
just
little better.
amazing. Yeah,
Okay.
it's just
All
amazing.
right. I'll give it a
It is
shot.
Showtime, so you may have to air quote find it.
That's it.
And there's only
I'm
two
obtaining cable
episodes,
television.
Stephanie. So I really want you to watch this. I really, Stephanie, want you to watch Bates Motel. Also, I told Stephanie about this one from Dusk Till Dawn, the series.
Oh yeah, I love El Rey, man. El Rey is great.
So are you watching that show?
I haven't gotten to it yet, but I've been
Oh.
watching like everything else that's been on El Rey.
Because
I
they have
mean,
some good stuff on there.
they really do. I'm just even the old stuff they drag out. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this in years. I was watching was Escape from New York, and there was this great Kung Fu movie. So yeah, I
Yeah,
like
they
El
do have Kung Fu Nights.
Rey. I love
So, and I know that, and I don't even have cable, but I know that their Dusk Till Dawn show is really good.
So have you, are you saying because you've seen it or you just heard?
Yes, I've seen the first three episodes of it. Now, Carl, I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure either of you will like it, but I know Hanako will like it. It's kind of True Bloodish a little, but the thing that I like the most about it is that there's a big Latino cast, and so it's different from, you know, like the Canadian actors that you generally see and like these low budget shows. It was filmed in Austin. I know I sound like a broken record for those who have listened to me say this before, but I just really enjoy the change of actors and the change of location. And so I think that's what makes this show good for me. I don't know if it's for everyone, and I don't know if everyone would stick with it, but out of curiosity, I don't know, watch the first three
All
episodes.
right, and Robert Rodriguez made that, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
Yes.
man, he's great. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, all right.
I like most of his stuff, but I
It's
didn't
such
like
stuff.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl. That was
Okay, well,
terrible.
I mean, you know, Stephanie, you know, everything can't be a hit.
That's also for kids.
That's an understatement.
There's another one called Salem, and it's on WGN.
Oh yeah.
It's trying to be like the Game of Thrones of witches. It's pretty intense. I mean, there was like a hanging where a woman released her. Yeah, and it
She
was.
released her Kraken? What did she release?
Well, it wasn't the bowels, but it was really disturbing. And it's just a kind of a disturbing show. I didn't know if I was going to stick with it because I've given up Game of Thrones because it was just too intense for me. And so this one has laid off a little bit, so maybe it's watchable. I'm not sure. And then there's some new shows for the Sci-Fi Channel, Carl. Do you remember those? It's Dominion and something else.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I've
Metal
seen the thing.
Hurlant.
Okay, not that one. But yeah, what were they? Because yeah, I'm gonna give Dominion a shot. I'm gonna give it a shot and see what they're doing with that. But there was one other one that looked like it had a chance.
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to figure out what it is. Of course, Defiance. Helix, of course. I don't see the name of it just yet. But there's another one, and we will give it a shot, whatever it is, and we'll give it our review, and we'll give it the cat and cat and Carl. I was going to say Cat and Corley, like that's ridiculous. But you should change the name. Oh, Sci-Fi has a movie on tonight called Big Ass Spider.
Yes, I
Oh,
saw the
Jesus
previews for Big Ass
Christ.
Miter, and
Yeah, so
yes,
that's happening.
I'm good for
Oh,
that.
that's horrible.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm looking forward to some of the things that is Sci-Fi doing. They're actually showing actual science fiction, and their channel seems like it's fun again. I think they got the memo that people stopped watching and their viewership was going down because I hadn't watched anything on there in a very long time. So, maybe they got a clue.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. And by the way, I would encourage you to finish out the Warehouse 13 season. You know, it ended last night. Was the last
Yeah, I
episode.
had to mute it on Twitter just so I wouldn't be spoiled.
Right, but I'm gonna say Warehouse 13 has ended strong. So this entire whole final, especially if you're a fan of Claudia, like I like Claudia in the series. I thought they did a really good job, and overall, it's been a fun series. So I'm sad to see it go, but I understand it was time, and they did a respectful, solid final season. So if you liked it, give it a shot. Don't forget it's still out there.
All right. I mean, maybe I'll watch Warehouse 13. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have picked up Continuum, which I like,
yeah,
but I do not like it as much as I like Orphan Black. So yeah. Orphan Black is really good. Stephanie, you might like it.
I don't think I'm going to be able to leave my house for like several months after all these shows that you're telling me to watch.
Well, I'm just giving you suggestions. You pick and choose which ones you want to stick with, because I know you're not like Carl doesn't, you know, force you to watch all these shows like he does me. So you know, I'm not going to hold you to that standard. But, you know, just you meander to the ones that the ones that you're attracted to and keep up with it. And you know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I won't be mad.
I'm going to try and give Helix another try. We'll see.
Wow. Of all the shows she lists, that's the one you're going to...
So I'm already was going to watch Penny Dreadful because that era is kind of... I like that.
Victorian.
Well, yeah. And actually, the first time I ever heard the term Penny Dreadful was on Downton Abbey. I guess that's what the term they used for Debbie Downer, which I find funny.
Mm.
So I was going to watch that anyway. And then Orphan Black, somebody told me about it, and I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, Carl, I'm surprised you're not watching that already.
Yeah, I'm getting to it. Remember, I'm still behind on Arrow, so I'm
just... Oh, I dislike you so much right now.
However, so I am going to get caught up on Arrow, but I'm particularly motivated to get caught up on Arrow now because of the previews for Flash. Mm-hmm. Now, Flash looks really, really good.
Oh, wait. Flash! Oh,
not Flash Gordon. Not the Flash. Superhero, the Flash.
No, he just likes it because there's this cute chick in there, and he's like all of
it. I will have you know.
She's the new Agent Jessup.
I will have you know that the first two times I watched the preview, I didn't even see her. I swear. I was looking at the effects and the story and the character, and I was really excited about that. And then when I saw her, I was like, okay, that's a pretty hot damsel in distress. I can go with this series. But that's not why.
Yeah,
that's not
you know what,
why.
You know what happened to Carl?
He is so good.
Went, Flash!
The other show is called Ascension.
Okay, yes.
What about The Strain? Why don't you want to watch The Strain?
Oh, The Strain. Yes, we got to watch The Strain.
Because Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Strain. I don't know what's that.
Yeah, it's gonna be Stephanie's favorite. Infected by infectious diseases.
She's a fan of infectious diseases.
It looks to be like an I Am Legend kind of.
That's why I didn't understand why she wasn't totally attracted to Helix. Like
yeah,
I just
me too. I thought that was.
But
gonna be
no, strange. But this is a vampire virus, so it's kind of like I Am Legend.
You don't know what type of virus Helix is just yet.
No, for The Strain.
I know that, but I'm saying you don't know what type of virus it is, so you can't judge it.
Okay, wait, what?
I didn't judge it because of the virus. I told
what
you.
What channel is The Strain on? What is that?
HBO.
HBO, okay.
Hobo.
Wow. HBO, that means they actually put some money behind it.
It
okay.
Just be gritty, damn. What about Monkeys?
What?
12 Monkeys TV show.
What?
Sci-fi channel's making 12 Monkeys.
It is.
I'm afraid.
Gonna be in Canada.
I'm afraid for that.
I'm a little concerned. But let's
I'm see. Just, man, the Canadian shows, they have too much of a signature now. They need to change it up. Yeah. Need to change it up, because I'm just noticing it. And once I see that Canadian style, I'm just, ugh.
Are you going to watch that show about the Rapture? The Leftovers or whatever?
Oh, Christopher Eccleston?
I didn't know he was in it, but
so,
okay.
What they did was put out a trailer, and they had like words like depression, anger, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know, I don't know, because you're not really selling it. And I don't like to be depressed. Like, we watched freaking Battlestar Galactica. I barely survived that. It was a good show.
Aww.
No. I keep telling you people, even though I say I barely survived it, it was good, but it depressed the hell out of me. I was
worn out. I agree. 100%. Yep.
So it wasn't that it wasn't good. It was excellent. It was brilliant, but it just exhausted me mentally. And I don't need to see Christopher Eccleston being a raggedy-headed pigeon man or whatever he's going to do on this show. I just can't handle it. Heroes has ruined me.
She
He
loves
pissed me.
Heroes. You see
He
how she keeps
pissed
bringing
me.
it up?
Shut up, Carnival.
Disappointing.
And he pissed me off and not appearing in the 50th episode of Doctor Who. That I just cannot
Disappointing.
forgive him for.
Yeah, what's
There's
happened
no
with that?
excuse for him not showing up. It was no
Disappointing.
excuse
That
Nope.
was rude.
It was rude. And I was like, you know what? If you're going to be that way, you know what? You're losing your hair, you're getting a gut, and you're going to be begging people to cast you. And you know what? We're not going to hear. We're going to put you
Ouch.
ugly floor two
Ow.
troll mask, and nobody's ever going to see that face and those ears.
Oh man, that's rough. You're a little hard on Eccleston. I got to tell you, that's
Miss him
rough.
right now.
So
Angry.
I too was disappointed that he was not in the Doctor Who 50th, but still, I'll give the show a chance. I'll give it a shot.
No,
I'll just.
because you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna leave and he's gonna talk crap. And when they do a fucking what do you call that anniversary show, he's not gonna show up. He's like,
Well,
you know, he's that person you're having a birthday party and you really want him to show up with the gift he promised, and he just doesn't do it. That's how Christopher Eccleston feels to me.
he sounds like a woman betrayed to me.
Man.
She's taking this a little personal, little personal.
I loved him so much.
Yeah, the truth comes
Well,
out.
did you order lobster?
Oh, she didn't have to go there.
That, you know, Stephanie,
I'm just
don't
gonna
have
die
to
under the
take
table.
shit from you.
I'm just gonna die under the table here. Just.
I don't have to take that shit from you.
I'm sorry.
So, what happens if there's two girls and a girl's order lobster?
That is a party right there. All right for the guy.
That is not a date. Unless
The
the
party.
two girls are dating each other, then yes, it is a date.
Oh, for fuck's sake. They're like, I don't understand you two. You know what? This is going to be edited out.
Of course
Not to
it
say you can't be opening this can, teasing everybody out there. See, then you're reaffirming the whole tease thing I've been teasing about.
Oh, yeah, I'm a tease. Anyway, except for when I'm not. And scene. So yeah. Those are the shows that we want. I think Grimm, very good show. I'm looking
Yay.
forward to the new shows. The old shows, what's out there that's.
Still watching Hannibal. Still watching American Horror Story. I'm still catching up.
Excuse me?
I'm
Excuse
still
me? Because
catching
you're worse than Carl on catching up with shows.
I'm
You two are
sorry.
the worst podcasters I've ever met.
I'm so sorry.
Like, you know what? I can't.
Don't tell me how that Galactica ends. I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
Just sad.
I'm
But you know
so
what? It's summer, school is out, and I'm gonna be riding you too hard. We're gonna be
sorry.
doing this.
Listen,
We're doing this.
I'm going to catch up on Arrow before the Flash comes out. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Not Flash Gordon.
So, anything else you guys want to bring up, or no? No,
That's
so,
pretty good.
no, we really talked about everything pretty much.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to talk about something, if we left something out, you can give us a call on our voicemail, which I haven't checked, but that's 773-336. Shut up, Stephanie. 2686. 773-336-2686. We have a website. You can leave comments there. You can sign in with your Facebook login or your Twitter login, and that's scifipartyline.com. Of course, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
End of line.